Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by this morning. I wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. I know today is November the 22nd. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Probably many of you out there are traveling to see family. Maybe you happen to be at the grocery store doing some last minute shopping. I know that's what I'll be doing here soon. Before I begin my day, I just wanted to stop and offer you a few words of encouragement. I wanted to begin by a song with Torrin Wells, Taking It Back. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm taking it all back. You know, I was sitting here thinking today as I was reading my devotion, reading the word, and, you know, sometimes when we're going through storms in our life, we don't realize it's making us stronger. And what was meant to sent to destroy you, what the devil don't know, this is going to make you stronger than ever before. So you hold on, you weather this storm. This is going to bring a fresh wind into your life and a stronger anointing. Because as you begin to weather these storms, remember, as we've talked about in previous podcasts, it's during the valley is where you grow in those times of darkness and despair. that's where you got to learn to just keep shining, though you feel you're in this darkness. Because a lot of times, that's God calling you higher. And to learn to be more like Him. You know, through Christ's suffering, when He was on this earth, He suffered so much. And, you know, the biggest suffering was when He died on the cross for our sins, so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And I go back to the scripture so many times, and I know I mention it quite often through the podcast. It's one of my favorites. It's like I find different meaning for it every time, and I begin to understand it even more. And that's Psalms 34:19. Always remember this. You're going to have hard times. It says in the scripture, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And remember what we talked about on a podcast previous? The Hebrew word deliver means rescues. He rescues us from them all. You know, God often allows us to go through sufferings so that it's going to, you know, it's going to build our character. It's going to make us more compassionate towards others. And it's going to help us connect with others in their suffering. You know, because the more things that you go through in life, as hard as they may be during that dark season, when you come out of that valley and you're up on that mountaintop, you're going to be able to look back and you're going to be able to offer others encouragement through the strength that you got from your struggle. And that's what's happening when you're going through struggles. We may feel it's harsh. We may feel sometimes it's punishment. Like, you know, God, why does this keep happening? But there's a lesson in it. Sometimes we just have to pray for a deeper understanding to see what that lesson is. Maybe God's teaching us patience. Maybe He's trying to teach us forgiveness. Maybe He's trying to get us to let go of the past. Get us to let go of shame, grief, feelings of loneliness, patterns that may have been created even back in our childhood, and they've carried over into our adulthood. But just remember, as you begin to work deeper and deeper on yourself and you recognize these patterns, you're not only healing yourself and you're going to come out stronger through these valleys, you're breaking generational cycles and saying, it stops with me. And this will not go beyond another generation, right? So just remember that you're not only healing those wounds, growing through these struggles for yourself, but for your descendants, for your children, and your children's children and generations to come. And, you know, so try to keep that in mind. And some other things I was thinking about as I was preparing for this is, it's real important who we surround ourselves with. And don't let the enemy get you to a point to where you feel isolated and you feel like, you know, there's no one there to really talk to. We know God's always there, so you're never alone. But keep your circle small. Keep those close to you that can encourage you. And inspire you and pray for you. There's a scripture of Proverbs 27:17. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so will one person sharpen another. And that's what we're supposed to do, is fellow believers, is to encourage each other with the word, like I'm trying to encourage you today on this podcast. And just encourage you to just keep going. Keep shining. You keep shining through that darkness. You keep shining during those struggles. Because on the other side, it's going to be worth it. Is it going to be easy? No. It's going to be still worth it, though. And remember that when you feel isolated, that's just the enemy trying to make you feel like, you know, you're alone. And he wants to annihilate you in those isolated moments. Because if he gets you isolated in your thoughts, he can annihilate you in your thoughts. Because that battle is in the mind. And when you can overcome that battle in the mind by putting one good thought in there, even saying, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. You know, I can be transformed by the renewing of my mind in the passage of Romans. If you just put those thoughts in your mind, then the isolation is not there. No, devil. You're not going to annihilate me. Because 2 Timothy 2:17 says, God did not give me a spirit of fear. He gave me a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. And above all else, remember Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. And I promise you, He will direct your path. So you just keep pressing towards that finish line. And another scripture or two I wanted to leave with you is Corinthians 12:10. It's another one of my faves. I know I have a lot. It says, For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecution, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And you just keep pressing forward during any situation you're in, because you're going to reach that finish line and it's going to be glorious. And I want to share that Jesus is calling with you today before I end. And it says, a thankful attitude opens windows of heaven. Spiritual blessings fall freely unto you through those opens into eternity. Through those openings into eternity. Moreover, as you look up with a grateful heart, you get glimpse of glory through those windows. You cannot yet live in heaven, but you can experience foretaste of your ultimate home. Such samples of heavenly fare revive your hope. Thankfulness opens you up to those experiences, which then provide further reasons to be grateful. Thus your path becomes an upward spiral, ever increasing in gladness. Thankfulness is not some sort of magic formula. It is the language of love, which enables you to communicate intimately with me. A thankful mindset does not entail a denial of reality with its plethora of problems. Instead, it rejoices in me, your Savior, in the midst of trials and tribulations. I am your refuge and strength and ever-present and well-provided help in trouble. Let me repeat that. I am your refuge and strength, and ever-present and well-proved help in trouble. Amen and amen, right? I hope that encouraged you today. And I wanted to leave just two scriptures that might offer you also some extra encouragement. Is Joel 2:25. I will repay you for the years the locusts have stolen from you. Double. And Isaiah 61:7. Instead of your shame, there will be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. Amen. Amen. Right? And so just remember that all that you went through, there's going to be double for your trouble. And instead of all that shame, he's going to give you a double portion. He's going to give you beauty for all those ashes. And remember, the more we let go is the more we grow. So I just wanted to offer you those few words of encouragement. And I wanted to leave you another beautiful song. And this song is again by Torrin Wells. He's crazy about you. Remember that. He's crazy about you.
He's crazy about you. That's all you didn't have. Tore your failure apart. Now he wears your scars. That's how much he loves you.
Crazy about you. And happy Thanksgiving. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving tomorrow with your family. And if you happen to not be with family and friends, remember God loves you. And if no one has told you today, I want to be the first. Remember, you are so loved. You are so worthy. And you're way stronger than you think. So get out there today, no matter what you're going through. Spread some hope. Spread some love. This world needs it now, more than ever. Join me back here on the next episode of The Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. Have a beautiful day. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.